Your reaction to today's 1-0 win here at the Oval, David?
Delighted. People will say, you know, Glentoran are poor, they're seventh, but you've still got to come down and beat them. And say we missed a few chances in the first half, a couple of cutbacks, a couple in the second half, but say I understand the game wasn't great, it wasn't easy in the eye, but derby games aren't, it's about winning. And you know, the boys done that, so I couldn't be happier with the 3 points today.
And a nicely worked goal, Andy Waterworth, you know, Steiger declines the points.
Yeah, again, please for Andy. He scored the winner down here in the Irish Cup. So, so he's got a habit of scoring big goals at big times, and it was another big one for Andy today.
And great for our 19-year-old young goalkeeper to come in and make his debut. Clean sheet, 1-0 win at the Oval.
I thought it was brilliant. And what pleased me more when I knew Roy was injured, obviously Gareth is injured, he's broken a finger. You tell a young boy that they're making your debut, sometimes you sort of worry how early you tell them, how do you tell them, what do you say to them. But so as soon as I told them at 12:30, the goalkeeping coach Johnny Williamson, you know, the beaming smile in the young boy's face said it all today. He was excited, he's a Linfield supporter, he's a Linfield boy, he's come through the ranks. And I say I was chuffed to bits with his performance today. And again, being in and around people like Roy Carroll and Gareth Dean and Johnny Williamson, they've got to take a lot of credit for that today.
He was a very safe pair of hands out there today, wasn't he?
He was brilliant.
He looked as if he'd been there all his life.
He was brilliant. I thought he was excellent today. His decision making, what he had to do, come for a cross in and amongst big Glentoran centre halves, and what he had to do, dealt with, and as I say, he will only improve being in and around. The likes of Ryan Gareth will certainly help him along the way.
But all over the park, it was an assured, comfortable performance. 1-0, you know, we could have scored a few more.
We were the better side today, and say without ever dominating, because again, it's a tough pitch to play on. You take a touch in a typical derby match, somebody's going to tackle you. I thought without ever getting the goals that probably some of our play deserved, I thought we were always on top of the game, and, you know, justifiably. And they scored the first goal.
And it's, from our point of view, it's about winning games and getting points on the board and assuring the second place and hopefully waiting for slips to get into first.
It's 7 points or 9 points after last week, the Portadown game. We've got to take care of ourselves. We didn't last week. We came down here in a derby match and won the game, so that's the most important thing. And so it's a big game now for us to look forward to down at Crusaders next week.
And it's a massive game, you know. If we don't win the league, the Irish Cup will do, is what the song goes. And next week is a massive game in our season, but we'll take confidence from recent wins against them.
Yeah, no, we will. And again, but they're a good side, and they'll be looking for probably a little bit of revenge with not having beaten us this year. But it's a game I'll go down. We look forward to. We can all relish. All our supporters will be down at Seaview next week again, backing us the way they did down in New Year's Day. So
and
Ballymena. So it's a game that we can all look forward to, and again one that all Linfield supporters will be there, and they'll be busting to get at it next week.
Well done today, David. It's always pleasant winning at this famous old stadium, isn't it? And today is another sweet one for you today. So well done today, and obviously on behalf of everybody, all the very best for next Saturday.
It's always nice winning down at the Oval, Andy. You know that.